It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, November 30th, 2008. Well, hey, I am Ragnar Dansfjord, and you have found The Pirates Week once again, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. Well, we don't have much for pirates in the news stories or news from around the blogosphere this week, but we're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a bunch of really good off-air recordings this week and a couple other things thrown in here and there. Stay tuned. It's another Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansfjord.
Like I said in the beginning there, we don't have a lot of info this week, but we got some interesting stuff, especially in the off-air recordings a little later in the show. Got some decent stuff. It's a Sunday morning here around 14:30 or so, and we're waiting, anticipating the announced Ultraman show on MAC going to come up in a little bit. In fact, I've kind of got an ear to the radio. There's something down there in the noise. Kind of listening. What are we on? 6925? We're not even on the right frequency. I think he's going to be down on 6850. But I had something, some people going back and forth on 6925 just a minute ago. I've been some really good listening over the Thanksgiving weekend here in the United States. A lot of different stations on the air. And like I said, we got some off-air recordings of that. And we really don't have much in the Pirates in the News section. Actually, it's been kind of a quiet week. Do have one thing coming in from This Week in Amateur Radio. I'm not even going to play the bumper. Let's just get right into it. There is a new book on Radio Caroline coming out called Ship to Shore. Well, I'll let this real quick little blurb from This Week in Amateur Radio explain it.
A new book entitled Radio Caroline, Ship to Shore by Steve Conway will be available this spring. Ship to Shore is the tale of how Steve joined Radio Caroline in the mid-1980s and the 5 years that followed, ending with the 1991 sinking of the radio ship at Goodwin Sands. It will be published by Liberty Press and available at the end of March. For further details, see www.steveconway.wordpress.com.
FR and forum postings.
With that, it's time now to take a look around the internet for some relevant forum posting, starting off like we always do with the Free Radio Network, frn.net/vines. Chris, the radio animal, asked, what's up with the spy numbers on AM? He heard the Spanish numbers station on 1677 AM. JTA says there's a remote chance it's a harmonic from the Cuba station, but more likely it's a mixing product of some strong local AM station and a CIA transmitter somewhere nearby. Doctor Who posts the big news that Ultraman will be doing a Christmas show featuring his favorite songs, a lot from the TV specials with the puppets like Rudolph and such. Nice to hear Ultraman on the airwaves. Gives us hope for another generation of pirates coming up. Actually, Doctor Who reposted over in the announcements that this Sunday, it's today, this morning, he will be putting out the Ultraman show. We'll be listening for that, actually, probably on and off during the recording of this, because he'll be coming up pretty soon. Over in the workshop forum, Lex supplies an interesting link to the ongoing discussion about converting CBs to 10 meters. He links to a Portuguese site that has CB transceivers for, they're actually CB transverters for 6, 40, and 80 meters, around 25 to 50 watts, costing around $100 to $200. Google Translator helps a lot on this site because it's all in Portuguese, but if you want to you want to change your CB over to 40 meters to maybe a 50 watt-er, you can do that. Take a look at the link Lex supplies. Over in HF Underground, Al Phantom posts a synopsis of a couple articles about the demise of BPL. Now, we closely followed the rise of BPL here on the Pirates Week a few years back as it threatened to create a huge amount of RF noise into the spectrum, which would make listening to weak signals such as pirate stations almost impossible. Al summarizes that the BPL imploded due to the competition from newer fiber to the home and node networks such as Verizon Fios and AT&T U-verst, a couple of them there, as well as the increased speeds now possible on DSL and cable systems left BPL an expensive and unattractive options. So as Al says, stick a fork in it, BPL is done. And then over on Alt Radio Pirate, Mike posts that he is looking for a schematic of the Ramsey LPA1 broadband 1-watt RF amp. That's the schematic he's looking for the Ramsey LPA1. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 668, covering free radioactivity from November 22nd to the 28th, stations being heard this last week include The Fart Machine, James Bond Radio, Liquid Radio, North Woods Radio, Old Turkey Radio, Rodent Revolution Reinforcement Team, that's the Rodent Revolution Reinforcement Team, WJFK, Wolverine Radio, WTKY Turkey Radio, and WPON The Weapon. And QSLs being received this last week include the stations of Spider Radio. Spider Radio sent a QSL out to LC International for their November 27th broadcast. That's Spider Radio. Very cool, LC.
Be one of the few.
You're listening to
Cool AM.
No one else is.
But you are.
In the beginning, there was darkness, and the spirit of DA reared its head in habitual pattern, preying on the mind of man, oppressing him. And then one man turned to himself and said, in a voice free from fear, "Let there be
free radio."
And for him, DA vanished, and light began to spread from his point of view onto the world.
Free radio
knows no boundaries. And we may well find ourselves taking the journey through the dark, but finding the melodic sounds drawing us back to the light. It's the fibers of a tempo which will mold us into the shape of life that we find to be truly ours.
It's free radio.
Whichever choice you wish to make, always one true state.
It's free radio.
The only thing to repeat us in our hearts is the negative voice. It is then we encounter the seven heavenly archers.
And it is such beings that break the transgression and offer ascension to those that choose to believe in a higher state. It is for each one of us to make the decision to take the path we take.
Free radio becomes a way of life,
but never taken for granted.
The Netherlands.
Yeah, very cool. That's a promo sent in by Cool AM, free shortwave music radio on air on shortwave and live over the internet. It says, keep fighting for free radio. Website, coolradio.tk. I'll have links in the show notes. Of course, if you want your promo played here on the Pirates Week, just send it in and we'll put it out there. Okay, let's do some off-air recording. He's got a bunch of good ones this week. We're going to start off with C-Lord. He's down in Florida with his Tentech RX340. He caught Northwoods Radio on the 26th of November, 6925 upper sideband. Not a real good copy. 222 is the SIO, he says. But this is how C-Lord down in Florida caught Northwoods Radio. Well, C-Lord also caught Dit-Da Radio, 6925 upper sideband, on the 27th of November, around 1345. This is how he caught Dit-Da Radio, a CW pirate. Well, Lex down in Texas on his Pal Star R30C caught a very early morning broadcast of WBNY, 6925 upper sideband on the 27th of November, around 1300 UTCs. Like I said, it was very early in the morning. And hey, just a heads up, a caution for some strong language in this recording. There's a bunch of, he uses the A-hole song, and there's a little bit of language in here you may not want to have your young children hear, but take a listen to WBNY as heard down in Texas early one morning on the 27th.
Annoying monkeys around pirate radio, to my Scotkins, the Alex Brains, and the other ones. You know who you are. Now here's one for that special someone that has gone out of their way to be an asshole to command your money. Here's your very own song, you big asshole.
Well, I guess I'll once again reiterate our policy here at the Pirates Week for strong language. I myself try not to use any during the podcast, but I will not edit out pirate broadcasts. I try not to play really explicit stuff, but if that's the best copy I get off an off-air recording, I'm not going to censor the pirate operators. I'm just going to let the let the language fly, but I will try to warn on when it's coming up and also be on the website during the show notes stating that there was a strong language in the show in the off-air recordings. Okay, other than that, let's do one more off-air recordings. I caught Liquid Radio 6925.2 in the AM mode the 28th of November. 2219 got a really nice little SINPO 24322. This is how I heard it on my dipole fed Drake SW8 Liquid Radio. Like I said, we're kind of waiting for Ultraman to do his show on MAC. I'm going to kick on the radio here. It's been on. Something's been way down in the noise. Yeah, he's still there. 6925. It's 1450 UTC Sunday morning. Nobody's reporting what that is, but it's been on for about an hour. Not sure what it is. Well, let's do one last off-air recording. The Web. He heard Psycho Radio in Central Florida, 112908, 6924.5 upper sideband, SIO433. He said Psycho had a really good signal, slight fading, and from time to time a little QRM. This is about a 30-second clip of Psycho Radio.
Yeah. the Pirates Week podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at
Let's take a look at some other radio news. I got two other things I just want to mention real briefly now. If you haven't been over to Radio Intel lately, Ulyss has uploaded a new review from Jay Allen. It's an overview of the evolution of the General Electric Super Radios. That's the SR1, SR2, and SR3. Really good work. I always like to see new stuff on Radio Intel. Hey, and some, a little more relevant, maybe, the from the free 103.9 newsroom comes the encouraging news that last week the House of Representative Democrats voted 137 to 122 to replace John Dingell from Michigan's 15th District with Henry Waxman of California as the chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee. This is noteworthy because the Commerce Committee also oversees the telecommunications industry. And Dingell has stalled the Local Community Radio Act of 2007, which would have created thousands of new low-power FM stations around the country. Waxman, on the other hand, did co-sponsor the LPFM bill back in 2000 and was the main opposition to the limits on the first LPFM bill Congress passed. Waxman's appointment to the chair doesn't guarantee anything, but his past record indicates he is a LPFM supporter. And that's really cool. That can be, you can read the full article on free103.9. org. I'll have links, of course, will be in the show notes. I'm still keeping an eye on the FCC chairmanship, but that will be interesting to see how the FCC changes with the new Barack administration coming into Washington in the next few months, and that will be really cool. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned, the new Barack administration's changing things up in Washington, and that's always at least a little encouraging on the low-power FM front. We also learned that Chris the Radio Animal probably has the CIA in his backyard. And we also learned that, well, I'm a content whore, and if you send me a promo, I'll probably just play it. So I'd like to see those come in. Well, that's about it. We're going to wrap this puppy up and get out of here. Hey, this one took, it's still kind of morning here, so it didn't take too long, kind of busted through this edition of the Pirates Week. Okay, gang, I'm out of here. As always, thank you for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's piratesweek.info.
without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.